ऐसे 510 इनिशियल ऑडिट एंगेजमेंट ओपनिंग बैलेंसेस, ऐसे 510 इनिशियल ऑडिट एंगेजमेंट ओपनिंग बैलेंसेस। हाय एवरीवन, दिस इज सीआर रवि अग्रवाल एंड वी आर रॉकिंग ऐसे 510, दैट इज इनिशियल ऑडिट एंगेजमेंट ओपनिंग बैलेंसेस। सो वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज इनिशियल ऑडिट एंगेजमेंट। इट मींस इधर लास्ट ईयर ऑडिट वॉज नॉट डन ओनली, और इट वॉज डन नॉट बाई मी बट प्रीडेसेसर ऑडिटर। इनिशियल ऑडिट एंगेजमेंट मीन्स फॉर मी इट इज इनिशियल ऑडिट एंगेजमेंट, इट मीन्स दैट इधर लास्ट ईयर ऑडिट वॉज डन बाई समवन एल्स और इट वॉज नॉट डन ओनली, राइट? सो इनिशियल ऑडिट एंगेजमेंट, सो वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट opening balances here, right? So let's understand what is the objective of SA 510. Just a matter of few minutes, this SA will be in your pocket. So what first question here is, what is the objective of auditor as per SA 510? Three simple objective. You take evidence, number one, related to opening balance, whether the opening balance contain misstatement that can affect my current period financial statement. Take evidence related to that. Evidence means sufficient appropriate audit evidence. So take sufficient appropriate audit evidence, number one, related to whether opening balance contain misstatement that can affect my current period financial statement. One, take evidence related to that. Second, take evidence related to whether the accounting policy reflected in opening balance are consistently applied. Okay, in this year also, right? Whether the accounting policy reflected in opening balance are consistently applied, or if there is a change in that accounting policy, right? That is properly accounted, presented and disclosed also or not as per FRF. And the third, the objective is take evidence whether the closing balance of the preceding year are correctly brought forward or not. It means in simple language, whether copy paste has done properly or not. Okay, the three simple objectives. Can you please tell me which essay I'm studying? 510, initial audit engagement, opening balance. What do you mean by initial audit engagement? It means, for me, this is initial audit engagement. It means that last year, either last year audit was not done, or last year audit was done not by me but by someone else. Okay, so we're talking about opening balance. So three objective of SA 510. Number one, take evidence whether opening balance contain misstatement that can affect my current period financial statement. Take evidence whether accounting policy is consistently followed. Okay, whatever accounting policy was there in last year, the same is there in this year current period also not, and if there is any change, it is properly accounted and presented and disclosed as per FRF. And third, you know, check whether copy paste is done properly or not. What do you mean by that? Closing balance of the preceding year are correctly brought forward in the current year or not. Three simple objectives. Can you please tell me next question? Definition of initial audit engagement. I told you already, an engagement in which either financial statement are not audited in the prior period, or financial statement are audited by predecessor auditor in the prior period. It means either the audit was not taken place in the prior period, or it was done by predecessor auditor in the prior period. Okay, can you tell me what is opening balance? It means simple. Oh, accounting balance carry forward. All right. Or opening disclosure of accounting policy. Can you tell me who is predecessor auditor? Simple, yeah. Auditor different from audit firm. Auditor from different audit firm who audited financial statement of an entity in prior period who has been replaced by me in the current period. Are you getting me? So can you tell me what all audit procedure I'm going to apply here in this SA 500, as per SA 500, what all procedure I'm going to apply? Common sense, very basic. Number one, read. Okay, read your recent financial statement. Okay, read your predecessor auditor report if it was audited last year. Okay, number one. Number two, obtain evidence about whether the prior period closing balance have been correctly brought forward or not. Check whether copy paste has been done properly or not. You are an auditor. What all you are going to see? You are going to read your financial statement, current period financial statement, predecessor auditor report. Okay, and you know, second point, you check whether the take evidence whether copy paste has been done properly or not, whether the prior period closing balance has been correctly brought forward to the current period. And third, obtain evidence if there was any adjustment in the prior period, it has been disclosed properly or not. Alright, we determine whether the opening balance reflect appropriate accounting policy. Check accounting policies also whether consistently applied or not. And then obtain copies of audit report relating to prior period of financial statement. Just basic thing they are talking about. Correlate opening balance with procedure performed in the current year. And then perform specific audit procedure to obtain evidence regarding opening balance. Okay, take all evidence regarding opening balance. And then two more procedure if there is a material misstatement detected in the previous year. Okay, that could materially affect the current period financial statement. Then in that case, perform additional procedure. So what all I have to do, can you please repeat once again? Basic thing, yeah. One, read financial statement and the predecessor auditor report, and then take evidence whether a copy paste has been done properly or not, right? Third, just check if there was any adjustment that has been disclosed as prior period item or not. And then determine whether the opening balance reflect appropriate accounting policy or not. Obtain copy of audit report for prior period financial statement, and then perform specific audit procedure to obtain evidence regarding opening balance, right? And then if there is a material misstatement detected in the previous year that could materially affect the current period financial statement, then perform additional audit procedure. And the last procedure that you will apply, auditor will apply, is if there is misstatement exists in the current period financial statement, auditor shall communicate immediately to management and TCWG. Okay, there is a question that what if related to consistency of accounting policy, what do you have to check over here? See, very simple, obtain evidence that accounting policy reflecting in the opening balance whether consistently applied in the current period financial statement or not. Whatever accounting policy that was there in the last year, okay, reflected in the opening balance, is consistently applied in the current period financial statement or not. And if it is not consistently applied, change in accounting policy have been properly accounted, properly presented, adequately presented and disclosed as per FRF. Okay, so it says there has to be consistency of accounting policy which was there in the opening balance has to be same in the current period financial statement. But if it is not consistent, you just simply see the change, properly accounted, adequately presented and disclosed as per FRF or not, right? And the last, predecessor auditor report. See what happened here in the predecessor auditor report. If there was a modification, okay, if the predecessor auditor in the report there was modification, evaluate the effect of such modification and give rise to material misstatement in the current year also or not. Just check if there was a modification, just check the effect of the modification, whether that material misstatement is affecting our current period also or not, right? And then audit conclusion and reporting, and then your essay is done. See, it's very simple. In the conclusion and reporting, what happens, you check the opening balance. Okay, so in respect of opening balance, you see, oh, you are not able to get evidence, sufficient appropriate audit evidence, or contain misstatement that affect current period financial statement. In this case, what will you do? If you are not getting evidence related to opening balance, and if that opening balance is containing material misstatement that can affect current period financial statement, very simple, I'm not getting evidence, okay, so I will give this thing, qualified report, right, or disclaimer, depending. If it is material but not pervasive, then what will I do? I will give qualified, and if it is material as well as pervasive, okay, then I will give disclaimer. So simple, opening balances, I'm not getting any evidence related to opening balance, number one. Or if that opening balance is containing material misstatement that can affect my current period financial statement, then auditor shall express qualified or disclaimer. Okay, next is if there is consistency is not maintained of accounting, consistency of accounting policy. So accounting policy are not consistent in the current period, and or changes in the accounting policies not accounted also, not presented, not disclosed as per FRF, then simple, nah? I will either qualified or give adverse opinion. And then predecessor auditor report. Okay, what happened? Predecessor gave a modified reporting by predecessor auditor, and it is relevant and material in the current year also. Okay, modified report given by predecessor auditor, and that is relevant and material in the current period also, then you modify your opinion. And if it is not relevant or material to the current period, then you give unmodified opinion. So simple. So what did we understand by SA 510? We've done. So initial audit engagement. What is opening balance? What is this initial audit engagement? Either the last year audit was not done, or it was done by someone else. So signing off, C. A. Ravi Agarwal. Hope you enjoyed. Damn simple essay. See you in next essay.